Let me ask you something. What if there was someone out there who kept a log of every single thing you did every minute of the day? That would probably creep you out. Well, that's exactly what happens every time you go online. Your internet provider stores logs of every website you've ever visited and can legally sell this data to anyone. Worse yet, the government can obtain your data via bulk FISA order even if you're not personally suspected of any crime. That's why I use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so your internet provider can't see or log what you do online. Visit expressvpn.com/Mullen right now and find out how you can get 3 months for free. That's expressvpn.com/Mullen. Protect your data and get 3 months for free today.
Every revolution starts in the minds of the people. Arm yourself for the war of ideas. Take back your life. Take back your liberty. Tom Mullen talks freedom.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tom Mullen Talks Freedom. Today, I'm very happy to have an old friend, Robbie De Niro, who has been fighting the good fight on COVID, which seems like it still hasn't ended. The world is still very broken. And just to give you a reminder, Robbie was on the show a few years back when he was, number one, refused to close his gym and his personal training services right during the height of the madness, fought against the state and won. You probably all saw a YouTube video where a bureaucrat tries to bring in the cops without a warrant, of course, and they just kick the cops out, which is, you know, what everybody should do when they try to enter your premises without a warrant. And it didn't stop there. Robbie then went on to fight the school closings, the madness that continued for years in some cases in some states. He's from my hometown, Buffalo, New York, Chickawaga Orchard Park. We both grew up here. So he's back now because all that good work he did not go unpunished. And I understand, Robbie, did you say you were arrested more than once over your appearances at the school boards?
Yes, because I was at school board meetings and fighting the school, they had me arrested 4 times.
So walk us through. So we had the incident with you not closing the gym, and that eventually went to court. We covered that in an episode, which I'll link to, and you ended up winning that court case, by the way, which is just outstanding. And then I remember when you were going to the school board meetings saying, first of all, I got to open the school. Secondly, what's with the masks? So like, walk us through. You walk into a school board meeting. How do you end up in jail?
Well, I was going to the school board meetings, and a lot of parents were very supportive of the ideas that I was promoting, and thought, listen, we just wanted our kids to be free. We wanted our kids to be able to learn, and the best way to teach kids is in person and without covering their faces. And we don't want our kids indoctrinated to being fearful. And so I was very vocal against the schools. I have to remind you that the schools were highly hypocritical. We had teachers, and I have photographs. I have photographs of all this documented. We had teachers with their masks off while they were forcing students to wear masks. We had sporting events where people have their masks off while forcing people to wear masks. Administrators with their masks off, secretaries with their masks off, security guards with their masks off. Now, listen, I am all for that. I'm a freedom guy. Choose to wear a mask. Don't choose to wear a mask. It's your choice. The hypocrisy and the cowardice comes in when the school forced the kids, because kids are easily controlled by the teachers because of that relationship between a minor and an adult, and that, you know, authoritarian relationship. So the kids are easy to bully. The kids are easy to push around and force to wear a mask. Yet they didn't have the guts to force adults to wear masks. So forcing our students to be compliant and to be obedient was wrong. And I was very vocal against masking. They didn't like what I was saying, so they got the police involved and they had me arrested four times. This really boils down to two things, two words: ice cream. And I'll explain. I was arrested because I requested permission to go to my child's ice cream social. I was banned from all school grounds. I was not allowed for almost 2 years. I was not allowed on school property. I couldn't go attend. I couldn't participate in my children's education. I had to request permission for everything. I requested permission to attend an ice cream social. I sent an email to Dave Lilick, the superintendent, requesting permission. This is all public record. Requesting permission to go to an ice cream social. 45 days later, he had me arrested. He had me arrested for that.
And that's the first time you were arrested?
Oh, that was, I think, the fourth time.
Oh, that's the fourth time. Okay, so you go to the first meeting about the, and I've seen some of the meetings where parents have been going and complaining about the curriculum. I know that's not what this is about, but I've kind of seen the format. I've never been to a school board meeting myself. My child didn't even go to school. So, but I've seen what they kind of the format. So you go up there to maybe a podium or something, and you tell them, give them your opinion. What's the problem? How did it get to the point of the first arrest?
They don't like what I'm saying. I'm well-spoken. I'm a large figure. I command some respect from people, and I had a lot of support. I had a lot of people that were emboldened by my actions. I was an infantry officer in the Marine Corps. I'm used to taking action. I'm used to fighting for what is right, fighting for our rights, fighting for freedom, fighting for God. And people rallied behind me, and the school was very frustrated with me because we crushed them in court and forced them back in school. Remember, they did not want to go to school. They wanted to have an entire school year end without any in-person instruction. We forced them to go back to school, so they were angry. When I continued to come after them to try to end their masking policies and get the schools to stand up and fight for what's right for our children and call them out on their cowardice and their hypocrisy, they made claims that I was in violation of code of conduct policy. And they had me arrested.
So was there a point during the meeting while you were speaking where they said your time is up and, or, you know, please stop or please leave, and you refused? Or what was the pretense to?
They give each person between 3 and 5 minutes to speak. I don't remember and that time has changed based on attendance and et cetera. But no, I remained within my allotted time. I think the first time I was arrested, I was banned from a school board meeting because Dave Lilick, the superintendent, didn't like my tone. He didn't like the fact that I was calling him a coward and a hypocrite. And so he said, I can't come to school board meetings. I said he was wrong. And I continued to show up to school board meetings. And he continued to try to ban me from these school board meetings. My lawyer said I was able to attend. I was, you know, I had my lawyer with me. He said,
yeah, they can't just ban you, you know, by fiat, right? Isn't there some procedure even for these? Yeah.
Well, what the mistake they made was I have a letter, and this is all submitted. I have a letter from their attorneys, from the school's attorneys, stating that I was able to attend the school board meeting. I showed it to my lawyer. My lawyer looked at the letter and said, yes, you are able to attend the school board meeting. I said, listen, I just want to have my bases covered. I'm concerned that the school is really going to try. They're really angry with me for my stance. I'm afraid they're going to try to do something to me. I just feel better if you'd come with me. My lawyer didn't want to. He's like, that's a waste of time. You're allowed to be there. You have the letter from their attorney stating you can be there. I said, well, I don't mind paying you. It's worth my peace of mind to have my attorney there. So he came with me. I put on a mask to make the point. I put on the mask. I walked into the school. I made three, maybe four steps into the school. The Orchard Park police were there, and they said, Robbie, you're under arrest. Turn around. And they walked me over, and they placed me in handcuffs, and they said I was under arrest. As it turns out, I was arrested for, I think I was charged with trespassing that night, and Dave Lilick, the superintendent, then also pressed charges for 2 weeks previously, me dropping my children off at wrestling practice. Even though I had a letter that said I could drop my kids off for school sports, he then, 2 weeks after I did it, had me arrested for dropping my kids off. And it gets even crazier. Go ahead.
Wait, yeah. I meant to ask you, but this is somewhere early 2021.
Yes.
Schools have already been closed a year this point, and you're trying to get them open for the next year. Yeah.
That's right.
And
this is 2021. That's correct.
So you've got the letter from the school's attorney saying you can go to the meeting and the cops arrest you. And then I imagine that this letter is presented to the cops even at some point, or did you have to wait till you got into court?
Oh, my attorney was there and said, look, I have a letter. And they said, no, we were instructed to arrest him.
By
the chief of police, the acting chief of police, the chief of police. Yeah, they were instructed to arrest him. They looked at the letter. My attorney was there. Look, I'm his attorney. I told him he can be here. He has a letter from the school's attorney. There's a note, we're instructed to arrest him. And only that night did Dave Littlick then also get me charged for dropping my kids off at wrestling practice 2 weeks previously. Here's the best part of that one. When I walked into the wrestling practice, you know, my children were then, they were 7 years old. They'd never been to the middle school. So I dropped them off, and I can't just drop them off outside. I have to walk them in for their first night of wrestling practice. They've never been in the middle school. So I walked in. The security guard who called the police wasn't wearing a mask. He wasn't wearing his mask. I have pictures of him not wearing a mask. And yet I'm arrested for not wearing a mask in the school. And the security guard didn't have a mask on.
And really, I mean, there's so many roads you could go down with this. The whole thing with the teachers union that wanted to keep the schools closed.
Right.
You're screwing that up. And, you know, I've had several conversations with you. I know you're a very disciplined guy. And I imagine if I saw a video of this, there's no yelling or screaming or anything. This is just, you know, these people cannot stand to be confronted. And really, their own lawyers write you a letter saying you can go to the meeting. It's funny how, like, there really are no rules. There's this veneer of legality and process and due process. But like when they tried to close your gym, all you got to do is call them on it, and you know they go away. So that's arrest number one, and then the second charge for dropping the kids off. What happened after that?
So I had to appear in court, and a couple months later, in January, my timeline is a little estimated just because it's so long ago, but it's all in the complaint that we filed. In January of 2022, I appear in court. And just prior to that, in December, I was on a podcast with the financial guys, wonderful guys, super supportive of freedom and the freedom movement. And I said that I think every superintendent, every administrator, every principal that's not actively fighting for our kids needs to be taken out back and shot, put out to pasture and shot. They need to be put out to pasture and shot, right? And so Dave Littlick claimed I made a gun violence threat and petitioned the court to ban me from school property and all that stuff. So he gets a judge to give a stay away order based on this, even though I've not been charged, even though I've never threatened anybody. I never made a threat. That's not a threat. I was never charged with gun violence. I was never charged with a threat. Nothing. He gets the judge to give a stay away order. I say to the judge, listen, I have kids. My attorney's there, and Your Honor, he has kids. He's got to be able to drop his kids off. So he makes a carve out, and I have the stay away. I have the order of protection that says, hey, I have to stay off school grounds except explicitly to drop off his children by name to the schools by name. So I go the next day. I drop off my kids to school and pick them up from school. What does Dave Littlick do? He has me arrested for trespassing. He has me arrested
second
again.
Time. Yeah.
This is now arrest three. This is arrest number three.
That's right. That's right.
Right.
Three.
Because, and even though I had a carve, I have the order of protection from the judge that says specifically I can do this. But he called the police, and Fitzgerald, the police chief, he may have been the acting police chief. I know he's the police chief now. He may have only been the acting police chief then. He was promoted. He had me arrested. He told the police to arrest me. It's
so that's crazy. Number three.
That's number three.
Dropping the kids off.
Right. Dropping the kids off. And then I'm told, I again receive letters, threatening letters from Dave Littlick about how he's notified the police. You know, the police are CC'd on these letters. The attorneys are CC'd on these letters. He's going to have me arrested. I'm not allowed anywhere. I can't participate in his kids' education. I've got to stay off school grounds, except if I get permission from him. Every time he sends me a letter, he says I have to get permission from him. So I sent him a letter. Dave, I sent him an email. Dave, I want to attend my children's ice cream social. I volunteered to work the table. I'd like permission to participate in my children's ice cream social. I will follow all whatever code of conduct, whatever it is. I'll follow your code of conduct. He says permission denied. And then 45 days later has me arrested. The police come in and they have me and he has me arrested.
Right. Just asking to come?
Yes. That's correct.
After he told you to ask him to.
And the madness is what are the police thinking? I love how they're just like, we don't, every time I was rather like, we hate to do this. We hate to do this to you. But boy, it didn't stop them from doing it, did it? So they pour a honey potion in my ear of how sorry they are for doing it. But they don't have the moral courage to stand up and do what's right and say, no, you go arrest them if you want them arrested, because there's no reason to arrest them. And clearly there wasn't a reason to arrest me, because of the charges, I was either found not guilty by bench trial, or it was outright dismissed on motion, like the charge completely thrown out, or I was acquitted. And I was, and one charge was reduced. I was charged with a violation for not wearing a mask, and which I wasn't. I was protesting.
So I know, you know.
So I was never found guilty of a crime. I was found guilty of no crimes.
Right, right. And it's not like you're, you know, suspected of knocking over a liquor store or something. I mean, we're talking about this very low level stuff. And I would think, like, at least with the ice cream social, there's got to be some threshold before they were actually going to put cuffs on you. I mean, okay, so the complaint is, I don't know what the complaint, he's, I guess, harassing me because he's asking me to permission. But when, you know, I don't know, I'm trying to work my way through how, like, for the cops to even to make an arrest, they have to have some probable cause or warrant. And what's their probable cause of a crime in that last instance where you're asking permission? That's puzzling. Did you get into that in court or?
Oh yeah. My attorney was, Justin Ginter was my attorney for all these criminal proceedings, and he's amazing. And the, we went to a bench trial. I agreed to a bench trial, for the first two charges, the dropping my kids off at school, even though I had a letter saying I could drop my kids off at school, wrestling practice. Then the second charge of dropping my kids off at school, even though the order of protection said I could have it brought there, I could bring my kids to school. And I was found not guilty. I mean, the school couldn't even prove that they sent me a letter notifying I wasn't allowed on school. They couldn't even prove that they did that. They couldn't prove that they sufficiently even notified me of this. And when the judge saw I had the letter that said from the judge, from a judge that said I was able to drop those kids off, he's like, why are we even here? He's not guilty.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I mean, sometimes judges get a little perturbed with stuff like this. It's like, well, I've got a letter here saying he can do the thing that he's charged with. What's
right? Right. Dave Lilick and Orchard Park School District wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars. Because I know how much I had to spend. I know how much I had to spend on this. So Dave Lilick wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer dollars on this. And I was found guilty of nothing. You know, in the fourth arrest, the final one, it was dismissed on motion. I mean, the judge didn't even need to go. We went to trial, and before the trial started, Justin submitted a motion for dismissal. The judge read the motion and said, yeah, this is a non-issue. This is, I don't even know why he's here. It's done. He dismissed it. So Dave Lilick lost. He's batting zero.
Yeah. 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 You've got a pretty good record so far, better than anyone else I know, as far as fighting this stuff.
And you know, Tom, I want to make a point of that though. And it's not because I'm doing anything special. You know why it is? Cause I'm standing up for freedom. I'm not doing anything special. I'm not smarter than the next guy. I don't have more money than the next guy. I am fighting for what's right, for freedom. I'm just doing the right thing by our kids.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what just comes out to me in all of this. And this is the same thing with like a bad cop. And I'm not saying that that's the case with these guys that arrested you, but when you see like a bad shooting or something, it's always the same thing. It's not safety, and it's not, you know, it's the fact that you're defying them. The fact that you're not obeying. And that's what it sounds like with this Lilic guy. It's like, that's what makes him so like enraged. You know, you've got somebody in a position of power like that, they get petty. And yes, that seems like what this has all been about, right? It's like you came in there and especially like you said, people seem to be supporting you and he can't have that, you know, and it's just everything that's wrong with government in general and especially them running the schools. So that's the history, and that's all history that's a couple years old. But what brings you here today is we're going back to court, but it's not with you in handcuffs this time.
That's right. I have an amazing attorney. His name is Ed Palchik with Bachner and Bachner Law. He is a constitutional specialist. His passion is defending First, Second, and Fourth Amendment infringements, freedom of speech, right to bear arms, and protection against illegal search and seizures. That is his passion. He's an expert at it. He's done amazing work. He's done some real good stuff. He's submitted things for President Trump's team. He is a rock star. And I contacted him, and he took the case immediately because there were massive First, Second, and Fourth Amendment infringements. I mean, I was arrested 4 times for nothing. I mean, for no reason. And, you know, there's some...
Without probable cause. You got the letter. You're doing what it says in the letter. There's no probable cause of a crime there, right? I mean, I would think that's... I'm not a lawyer, but that's what I'm thinking.
And that's why we're, you know, really intent on holding the school accountable for violating my Fourth Amendment, my First Amendment. I mean, you can't tell me because I called you a coward and a hypocrite. You may not like the fact I'm telling you you're a hypocrite or tell you that you're being hypocritical. You may not like the fact that I'm saying, hey, pal, in my judgment, you're being cowardly by not doing this. But that doesn't mean you get to restrict my speech. And he thinks he can. He's wrong. And we're going to show him he's wrong.
So what state is this filed now?
It is. It's filed in the federal court of Western District of New York. It's a federal lawsuit.
And when did that happen? When did you file?
That was filed last Monday.
Okay. And so you're waiting to hear about some kind of preliminary hearing or something like that?
That's right. Now we're waiting to hear when the first appearance is. We're suing the Orchard Park School District. We're suing Dave Lilic. We're suing the Orchard Park Police Department and several of the police officers that were involved.
What does your lawyer think about the case? He does a lot of this kind of thing. So does he think it's strong? Does he think it's medium? What's his initial appraisal?
To give you an idea, the complaint is 58 pages long. 58 pages. Most complaints are 4 or 5 paragraphs long. This complaint is 58 pages long because there are so many egregious violations of my First, Second, and Fourth Amendment rights. And he doesn't think this case is a good case. He knows this case is egregious and my rights were trampled on. And you know, as long as my rights are getting trampled on, every other parent's rights can get trampled on as well. And intimidates the hell out of them. It stops people. When he banned me from those school board meetings and kept me out of the school board meetings while there's all these legal proceedings were taking place, he did a great job of silencing people.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, they look at you and they're like, well, you know, they did that to this guy. What are they going to do to me? I'm sure. And I'm not, you know, some ex-Marine that, you know, wants to be thrown in a jail cell. So,
which is exactly why we have to fight so hard right now. People need to know you can fight. You got to be patient. And sometimes you got to lick your wounds. Sometimes you're going to get thrown in a jail cell for fighting what's right, for fighting for what's right. Sometimes that's going to happen. You're going to get cuffed. But you either have your moral compass or you don't. You either stand up for what you believe in or you don't. And if you do stand up for what you believe in and you are convicted in truth and you are, you know, living a good life, doing the right thing, you will be vindicated. And people need to see that.
I remember way back from college, one of my professors telling me a story about Henry David Thoreau was protesting something. And, you know, he was a firebrand himself and he got himself thrown into jail in a good cause, you know, the same circumstances. And Ralph Waldo Emerson, his friend, came to visit him and he was outside his jail cell. And he said, Henry, What are you doing in there? And supposedly Thoreau's answer was, Ralph, knowing what you know about this case, what are you doing out there? In other words, you know,
right.
He should be right in here with me. I guess I should be too. You know, I'm comfortable over here in the podcast booth, and I'm so glad you're doing this. And the other thing that occurs to me is that, and I was just saying this, what was the, there was a Daily Caller article about, oh yeah, a judge that had, you know, was trying to get confirmed, and that Kennedy was questioning her, and she had written a brief like 10 years ago where she argued that assault weapons should be banned, and he said, so what's the definition of an assault weapon?
Oh boy, here we go.
And she had no idea. Her answer was, well, I'm not a gun expert. He goes, well, what are you trying to ban? You know, and she just fell apart.
It's crazy.
And it's like, you know, these people, this isn't quite a one-to-one match, but it seems like anywhere that anyone pushes back against these people and they just fall apart. When Rogan, who, you know, was probably, you know, 6 miles high from smoking before he got the guy on, had the CNN medical expert on, and he asked him 3 questions, and the guy was just like, he's supposed to be this world-renowned expert. He's a bumbling idiot, right?
Right.
So you're kind of doing the same thing on the legal front. It's like, look, all you got to do is challenge this, you know, and you can win. You're taking bigger risks though than Joe Rogan was. So God bless you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
What's the next step? Just what are we doing? We're waiting to hear from the judge.
Well, one, we're very fortunate that personalities such as yourself are willing to have somebody like me on your show and get this story out to embolden parents and to embolden citizens to stand up for their freedom and to fight for their freedom. I want people to remember, brother, that, man, this country wasn't born out of compliance and obedience. This country was born out of rebellion. And I'm not saying I'm not an anarchist. I love law and order and righteous behavior. I was a Marine for 14 years. I get it. There has to be rules. But the government overreach has to end, and it ends when it infringes on our inalienable rights. God gave us our rights. Government's supposed to protect them, not infringe on them. So thank you for giving people a voice to do this. And now we have to wait and be patient and let the court system do its job and play out, and we'll hear our first hearing. That's about all I know. I know I just have to be patient. I just have to be patient and wait to get into court.
Yeah, great. This is great. And please do reach out when the next thing happens. If it's a hearing, if it's another written brief or whatever they request from you, let's just keep talking about it as it goes through, and we'll follow this case. And I'm sure you're going to win again, just like you did with the lockdowns.
We appreciate that. I know my attorney, Ed Palchik, would love to come on your show and talk to you. And he is, man, he knows his stuff. He'd be able to really educate everybody on the Constitution and what we're doing.
Yeah, great. Is there a website that people can go to get more information about this right now, or just to find out more about you?
I'm sorry, there isn't a website on this. I haven't thought of that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll put some links on the show notes page here, and at least shoot me a link to your gym, and we'll get that up there. Get you some business.
What I will do. Let me mail you the complaint. I'll email you the complaint. It's a public document. You can put that 58-page complaint in it. It goes line by line exactly what happened, what the school district did, what the police department did, our responses. It's all in there. So
yeah,
this is a complaint.
Yeah, for sure. We'll put it up on the page. No problem.
And we sold the gym. We sold the gym in October, and I've launched a new business. But the gym is still functioning. It's still rocking and rolling under new ownership.
Okay, all right. Well, is there anything you want to tell us about the new business?
It's amazing. It's called J Dog Junk Removal and Hauling, Buffalo. We opened a Buffalo franchise as the country's largest veteran-owned franchise, and we do junk removal and hauling. We take care of you need something dunk gone, we get rid of it for you.
All right. We'll keep that in mind. Well, Robbie, thanks very much. Appreciate what you're doing for us, and appreciate you taking some time to come on the show.
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure.
All right, friends, that's going to do it for today. Just a few reminders to stop by TomMullenTalksFreedom.com/support and check out all the ways that you can support my efforts here, including joining my Patreon or my Substack. And if you haven't already, make sure that you go to itsthefedstupid.com to download a copy of my free ebook, It's the Fed Stupid. And as always, if you like the music you've heard here on Tom Mullen Talks Freedom, you can hear more at TomMullenSings.com. Thanks for listening.
The War of Ideas has only just begun. Arm yourself with the knowledge you need by heading to TomMullenTalksFreedom.com and subscribing to our email list. And remember, every revolution starts in the minds of the people.